Six Nations elected council submitted their infrastructure investment plan for the 2023-2024 fiscal year. In the investment plan, Six Nations elected council have identified 358 infrastructure projects with a cumulative cost of over $1.6 billion. The First Nations Infrastructure Investment Plan is a tool used by Indigenous Services Canada to assess infrastructure needs and strategically plan infrastructure projects in First Nations communities across Canada. Six Nations Director of Public Works, Michael Montour, detailed what the investment plan includes and what organizations would be involved with it.
So the First Nations Infrastructure Investment Plan, or FNIP, as we've grown to call it, is a tool utilized by the federal government, so Indigenous Services Canada. So they want anything that we'll ever apply for in the next 5 years on this list. So I do a lot of liaising with our internal council organizations and also other community organizations. So it's not just us, it's other organizations such as GREAT, Polytech, GREDI, Gunakwashra, the DevCorp, everyone that would be applying for any kind of federal money, just so that that's not a barrier to them to get that, to get funding for that. And also, I know in my experience, the federal government likes to liaise with other entities of the federal government. So when they're doing their budgets, they'll look to say, you know, which First Nations are looking to do a capital planning study on their FNIP. And then if that's their priority of that, you know, fiscal year, what they'll do is they'll set that money aside. So we really, our FNIP has become somewhat well known in the ISC circle, only because it's quite robust, and our need is quite substantial. As you see, I think it's 1.6 billion over 380 projects. So
Montour said that Indigenous Services Canada will accept the plan in January. Councillor Nathan Wright spoke on his hopes to improve the way operations are handled when the community is looking for investment dollars, including utilizing Indigenous Services Canada's 10-year grant.
In terms of the political aspects of this, I think, Chief, you started to kind of allude to it, and that's where I just want to kind of pick up on this. We got a lot of work to do here, tons. And when you look at kind of the breaking it down, and Mike, you kind of highlighted it in terms of all of the applications you have to do, this hodgepodge of proposals that are out there. And you know, we know the government doesn't help us with that, right? Because you got to go out and search it for yourself and figure all of that out. This is where a few political aspects, from my perspective, need to kind of come in. And you guys know I've made disparaging comments, and I'm not the biggest fan of the 10-year grant. But the 10-year grant does provide some useful tools for us to consider on the political side. I'll put it that way. And when I kind of looking at it from the standpoint of the planning, and I could see, Mike, when you guys were working with a community plan as well as this infrastructure piece, it's just not glaring coming out at me, right? But I can see once I dug into it that was there. So just picking up, and I see you got a good track on this, Chief, I just want to make sure politically we're providing that support and doing that work to consider how best to kind of go forward from here and put that marker down. And I just want to, you know, into the future, that things become easier for our directors. So, you know, they're not out there searching and combing under every single government rock to find 10 cents, 50 cents, 30 cents here to kind of contribute to our full-on community plan.
Darren Jamieson, CEO of Six Nations Elected Council, spoke on the 10-year grant and the other options Six Nations will look to secure investment for future projects and continuing to assess the impacts the projects will have on the community.
And building on your point and Nathan's point about political strategy around this, the 10-year agreement is a tool. It's a possible option to consider, but I think Six Nations is being as large as it is. This FNIP is a really strong leverage tool to fuel that advocacy that we're talking about here. So my offer or my commitment to council is to work with the chief's office and take this information, take the planning document that I provided to council and develop position papers around different elements of that. And that's going to be supported by data. We already have the numbers. We already know what the investment's going to require. But what's the impact to the community? Mm-hmm. So you're armed with that information. So I think that that's the next step.
Six Nations Chief Mark Hill spoke on the investment plan and being aware of operations and maintenance dollars and the difficulties acquiring that money from the government.
We're always well aware of the O&M. I know that's always been an issue for many, many years on any project. And, you know, it's almost like in a sense that when we build a project and the government looks to, you know, to fund it, it's almost at times, you know, set up for failure in a sense, because they totally miss the whole marker when it comes to O&M. And we still experience that right now, which we're getting more creative in relation to our schools, for example.
Michael Montour ended the presentation saying that Indigenous Services Canada made a commitment to address critical infrastructure gaps by 2030 and spoke on the hope to have Six Nations ensure that work is being done to uphold that promise.
You know, as a starting off point, as far as political strategy, I know the federal government or ISC did make a commitment to eliminate the infrastructure gap in First Nations by 2030. So something to hold them to the fire on, I guess.
The 2023-2024 Six Nations Infrastructure Investment Plan was moved and accepted by Six Nations Elected Council for submission.